USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nearly all foreign visitors to the U.S. may soon need to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. The White House is considering the requirement as part of a plan to reopen travel into the country for foreign travelers as it faces pressure from airlines and allies to lift travel restrictions. The administration has not yet laid out a timeline for announcing or implementing the rule change. And a group of landlords late Wednesday challenged the CDC's latest moratorium on evictions, days after the initial ban had expired. The Alabama Association of Realtors asked a federal judge in Washington to lift the CDC's order, calling it unlawful and saying it was enacted to bow to political pressure. The group had been successful in their previous challenge to an eviction ban, having it declared unlawful back in May. Tuesday's order applies to areas of the country where there are substantial or high COVID transmission rates, currently about 82% of counties. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of sudden death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In sudden death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today, it's one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.